WDAKLO Mobile.
Out here but us chickens.
Bunch of chickens, huh?
Let me have breakfast with a couple of my buddies and figured I'd go check out the bus stop. See if the crews are fixing things. They're not, which is looking at this wind. They're living dangerously. Other than that, went to Whole Foods. Didn't find nothing. I left them a little something, but I didn't buy anything. That's it for me. Just a boring MLK day off. And a day off's good no matter what.
Yeah, the old MLK work day. Everybody's off for the federal workers and banks and all that good stuff. So glad you could be part of that, huh?
Yeah, I ain't worked the bank holiday since 1990. So inside, I don't even know what it's like to work on a bank holiday. And, I've not missed working on a bank holiday.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I never had to. I never observed the MLK day at the past jobs that I had, so we always had to work, but that's okay.
Yeah, we get MLK, and then we get President's Day, and then we get Columbus Day. We get Juneteenth now. We just got Juneteenth within the last 3 to 5 years. I can't remember when that became a thing. That was the most recent addition. We used to have a floating holiday, so we could take that one day anytime we wanted it, our floating holiday. Then they got rid of the floating holiday and gave us Juneteenth. I'd rather have the floating holiday, but, okay, whatever. But, time off has always been very generous where I work. They have the banking, they allow you to bank it and stuff like that, so that has always been a good thing. Meanwhile, man, have you noticed there's some turns where, you know, the one side always wants to cut real close and cuts off the other side? I just hit one of them turns.
Hey, Sean, how is this radio sounding? It's just my Yaesu handheld, the FT5G.
Sounds real good. Good and strong, and you're in pretty solid. There might be a little, just a wee little bit of popcorn in there, but I'm driving, and it's pretty much, if it is there, it's being overcome by the road noise. So it sounds very good.
Okay, good deal. I have the 510, the FT510, but I've been leaving that at home. I have that in my living room, actually. So I've got my shack in one room, and then I have the 510 in my living room. So I got radios in both rooms. So anyways, this is the handheld with the Comet 2x4, you know, on the truck.
No, working very good. No problems there. I run a, I had a 500, not a 510, but I had a 500 in this thing. And I put the 200 back in it. Just go minimalist. I don't really miss it, but I don't know. I had a 400 in here for a little while. So I got a 200, a 400, and a 500. I got to thin the herd, get rid of those. I got so much I got to get rid of. I don't sell anything. I got to sell a bunch of stuff. Just get one mobile radio for this rig. anyhow, I am here at home. Sounding good over there. I will let you put a ribbon on it, and I'm going to get inside. W8F.
Okay, Sean, good talking with you there. Yeah, I love my 510. That radio, just phenomenal. That ASP feature, the auto signal processing, that thing works great too. So anyways, all right, Sean, good talking with you, my friend. We'll chat with you again. W8FU, WDAKLO, we'll be clear.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees.
Good afternoon, KHTMR.
What's up, man? I feel like I haven't heard you on here forever.
Yeah, it's been a while. You actually caught me. I was in the basement, actually turned the radio on, and just caught you. You just heading home from work?
Yep, just rolling out of the parking lot here. And it's nice and light today because of the holiday.
How are the roads now? I was out earlier and they were pretty rough.
It's hard to tell because Hall Road is Hall Road and it's salty and dry. So, I I'm assuming the further north I get, the worse they'll get. The haul road is just white and no snow, no moisture.
That's good. Yeah, I had to run to the vet earlier, and it wasn't too bad. A lot of blowing snow, and then it was real bad around, like, the when you cross by the field, all the drifts coming out. But other than that, made it home and said, that was it. I'm not going back out today. Plus, it's way too cold.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if I'm going to have to touch my driveway or not. It was pretty pretty snow-covered this morning, and I had some drifts, and I usually take care of my neighbor, who's a older, widowed woman who's very nice, so I try to help her out. So I really hope I don't have to do either today because it's freezing cold, but we'll see. I'm also wondering, since it's sunny out, and it's been relatively sunny all day, if my solar node charged at all. I was at 92% this morning when I looked. And I hope it's charging. It looks like it's working. It's just the sun is not that great right there because of the high peak of the house. Wow, I'm picking someone up on 2 meters over here. So, I don't know. We'll see. And then I don't get any contacts at work, which I don't love.
Yeah, I wasn't picking too much up over Hall Road area here. But it seems like it's working pretty good out this way. You said you were able to connect pretty reliably, right?
Yeah, which is funny because when we did this last year, down here was where I was able to connect and see a ton of nodes. That seems to have since faded, and now it works better at home. And I don't know. I think we have a decent enough setup from Elmont to, I don't know, probably 22-ish area, but there's really nothing bridging the gap to the Mount Clemens nodes that I see. So I think what needs to happen is I need to get a node on the roof of my building, and that'll probably make a tremendous difference.
Yeah, I was doing a test, I think it was yesterday maybe. I was just checking like every mile, and we got, you know, there was a couple of little dead zones, but I was pretty much hitting it from the house all the way to like 31 consistently, and then it was down until I got to about 23, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I don't know if that's, I mean, I think the quality of these nodes is a little bit better now, and I think the firmware has something to do with it. And I also think increasing the number of hops has something to do with it, too. Like, I texted Dave's node, his base node, which is that pie hat thing I was telling you about. I texted or sent him 4 messages this morning that all got the acknowledged with the little encryption mark, which means they were delivered to that node from my kitchen.
Yeah, that's nice. That's a lot better than it was. You know, I don't know, what was it? What's it been? A couple years or a year? Over a year? Since, probably almost 2 years now since we got them.
Yeah, that's true, because I moved into my house, no, it was probably that winter, winter of 24, so, yeah, a little over a year. But I also think a lot of it, I didn't know anything about it or know what I was doing or know how to set up the hops or, you know, we were screwing around with private channels, this, that, and the other thing. I think just for building out mesh and figuring out what's going to work and what's not, just leave it on the primary channel, send direct messages, and go from there. And that's all I've done. I have not changed anything on any of these nodes except for changing the hops to 7 and, you know, random non-essential things like changing the name and the GPS.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I've been messing with. Messed with this antenna on the house yesterday. Thought I'd do better. I got rid of that 6-foot piece of coax and put it right to the node, and I ended up having a worse signal. Like, I wasn't connecting to anything, so I put it back with the 6-foot piece of coax, and everything seems to be working good again. So I'm leaving it. I told my wife, I said, why don't you tell me? Don't tell me to stop messing with it. You know, it's working good. Leave it alone.
find if we can get something like Pine Tree in Elmont area or Romeo area, like if you get the Romeo one higher, I think we'll be bridging all kinds of gaps here. It seems like the biggest void is like the Washington Township area, at least according to my map of what it's seen. So I think if we got that a little more filled in, it would probably be a solid mesh from where we're at least Hall Road, and then there's a little bit of a gap between more nodes further south, but that would be an easy fix because there's so many tall buildings on Hall Road that we could put something on.
Yeah, I got that's what I was noticing. About 30 miles to 23 is kind of like a dead zone. I got another one going in. I don't know how much it'll help. We'll have to check it out, but the guy's putting one in. It's like 33 in Wolcott area. So, I don't know. It won't really help us south, but over towards like Armada area, it might help.
Just trying to think who I know in that area. Well, my grandma's got a condo at 27 in Campground Van Dyke area over there. So that would be decent. Next time I need to go fix her Wi-Fi or something, I'll just climb up in the attic and put one up there. What else? I don't know. That's it, though. I mean, because it seems like all of our traffic's going from where we're at east to go south. So if we could cut that out, I think it'd make a big difference.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it, though, so far. I mean, for just kind of messing around with it, I think we got a pretty good little mesh going, at least, you know, to get from out here down, you know, to my work, at least, which was, that's what initially started it. That was the main, you know, focus, and then with Pine Tree, that just kind of opened that up.
I'm behind the NHZBA. I don't know who that is. Hello, NHZBA. Yeah, Pine Tree is a powerhouse. It's obviously height is everything, and we don't have that capability, kind of. Well, you do. Just a matter of how. But, yeah, no, I'm content with it. If my goal, ultimately, now that I'm playing with this crap again, if I could send messages from my office to Elma, I'd be pumped.
Yeah, I don't think we're too far off from it. You know, a couple at Hall Road somewhere, like you said, tall building. And then, you know, if we could bridge that Washington gap, I think it's completely doable.
We need to keep improving the proof of concept so we can get a couple more people on board that are willing to contribute nodes or buildings or money or whatever, and it'll be good. Like I said, the fact that I'm texting house to house to get 23 car and I'm at driving 53 is pretty damn impressive for these little gadgets.
KE4ZYQ.
Go ahead, KE4ZYQ.
This is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo, Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. You're talking about sites to put up something, a node or antenna or whatever. There is a building on Hall Road. It's on the south side of Hall Road that's between Hayes and Garfield. It is actually the business office for the Macomb Community College, and it's square in nature, and I don't know if it's about 3 to 4 stories high, but if there was a way to put something it needed, like a tower, you know, small, not huge, but small tower to elevate something antenna-wise, reception, transmission-wise. That's something I don't think anybody's ever asked or looked into if the college would permit something like that to be utilized, that size building with something on top. Just thought I'd throw it out. Back to you guys talking. KU4ZYQ.
All right, thanks, Joe. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, there's also the hospital at 19 Mile Road. That'd be a kill spot, but I'm sure there's a lot more red tape to get access to that rooftop. My corporate headquarters is right at Point, and it's a 3-story building, so that should suffice.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed. Obviously, you know, the higher the better with these because they're so low, low wattage. You're making it a little scratchy. So is your node still on the, what would it be, the east side? You didn't move it or anything, did you?
Yeah, it's just on like the, pretty much, you know, where that gable for the kitchen is at, sliding door wall, it's like a little bit above that. It's as tall as I could get with an 8-foot ladder standing on it, so. Still on the east side, panels facing south, but I think because it's winter time. Well, I don't know. You know, it's facing south, so I should get that. Above the roof line, which I don't think I'm gonna because it's too heavy and it'll bend my mast even more. I think that makes a huge difference, but I don't feel like going back up there.
You think you could get it right at the roof line? Would it be too heavy there? Don't you have a support pretty close to that? Or is that a little higher up than the support?
Whenever the weather breaks, that's kind of the plan is, yeah, there's that wall mount, 2 feet maybe, not even, below the roof line. So it should be nice and stout right there. Mount it there and then just kind of forget about it. Put a better antenna on it, maybe like an alpha, and just be done with it. And I bet you it'll do really, really well. And then while I'm up there, I want to lower that top section of antenna a tiny, tiny bit because I think that's why I have that weird off-center bend in it. I don't think it's hurting anything. I don't think there's any extra stress. I just can't stand looking at it. It looks like it's crooked falling off the house, even though it's not. It's just that topmost section is, like, not... I seriously think that's what it is. It's not clamped perfectly inside the pipe. Like, it's a little bit of a play, and it just bent or leaning one way or another.
Definitely going to have to wait for the weather to break, though. It's way too cold out there to... getting up on ladders.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going up there now. So as long as it can survive the next month or two, just freaking them and not be embarrassed entirely. I'd say that's enough proof that it'll hold up and I can get it up there and not have to worry about getting it back down.
Yeah, I got mine currently. Mine's kind of like temporarily put up there. It was just kind of to get the proof of concept before I went through the hassle of, you know, getting it permanently mounted, but I think it's good right now. If I could go a little higher, that'd be better, but I'm pretty happy with it now. I just got to, same thing, wait for the weather to break, and then I'll get it all secured a lot better. So it looks a little nicer.
Yeah, I got a couple tidy things to do too. Like I still haven't wired in the lightning arrestor to ground. I still haven't put the ground wire from the mast into the ground rod, but I figured it's winter time. I don't have to worry about lightning. But come early spring, as soon as that weather starts to break, it's gonna be the first thing I gotta do is make sure that thing's all properly grounded out.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad once this cold gets out of here. It is supposed to drop really cold this weekend.
Supposed to be what, 9?
Yeah, I was hearing something like that, 5 or 9, and then factor in the wind chill. Somebody said it was like supposed to feel like negative 20 or something.
Yeah, I haven't seen any, I don't think we've gone negative yet, have we?
I don't think so. It doesn't feel like it's been that bad. It just seems like it's all coming now.
And I do that. I feel complaining. I mean, it's towards the tail end of January, so we got February is going to be brutal, and then we got to get into March and see if it's going to be a springy March or if it's going to be a snowy March.
KATMR. Yeah, that's always the crapshoot there. Like, is it going to be a good March, or is it going to be horrible and carry into April? And then, you know, half of April will be snow. Ty's got lacrosse starting in March, and it's like, I wish they could do that a different season, because by the time you get all the games in, you know, and the weather starts getting nice, the season's almost over.
Yeah, I know, I remember that. It sucks, having leggings on and freezing, you know, hands get hit, they're going numb because they're already numb. Yeah, I always wish that season started like a month or two later.
Yeah, actually, in the off season now, he started doing that box lacrosse. Not sure if you ever played that or not, but I went to one of his games. I think it was last Saturday, maybe, but that was the first time I've been to a box lacrosse game. That's a whole different meaning of lacrosse. That's pretty brutal.
I wanted to, but never did. I couldn't get my parents to do it. I also don't think there was anything in the area back when I was playing. But I wanted to real bad because it's basically hockey. Well, it's a hockey rink, but there's way more fighting and violence, which I'm all for.
Yeah, that's the same for him. That's why he likes it. But, yeah, it was quite entertaining. And I'm like, well, that's not bad. At least, you know, I got a seat. I was sitting right under the heater, so definitely beat sitting outside watching a game, you know, in the middle of winter. But, yeah, he likes it. They got his school, I think they got a team for the off season, and I'm not sure when it goes to, but he's got another one coming up. It was that they're playing. It's nothing close, of course. It's down in Fraser, I think, at that Big Boy Ice Arena.
I was going to ask where. I was trying to think of where the hell they would even do that, but I forgot that Fraser does all kinds of random stuff. We sponsor, I think it's Superior. Is that the big one? I haven't been there in years, man. I think the last time I skated at Fraser, we had to delay the game because the ice behind the net broke.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, it was kind of fun to watch, you know. It's like, I feel like it's kind of opposite, though, right? They got hockey nets, but they got goalies in full goalie pads with these little nets. I feel like, you know, the outdoor one, the goalies should be in those pads. The nets are a lot bigger, or they look a lot bigger.
That was another reason I wanted to play, was because they had that setup. You really have to shoot dimes to score goals while you're getting wrecked. So I really wanted to play. I wish I would have. It was definitely a bucket list. It wasn't really popular. I don't even think it was that popular in the U.S. at that point. It was still a pretty Canadian version of lacrosse.
Yeah, that's what I was talking to one of the other team's goalie at, kind of talking about it, and he was kind of going over, like, yeah, you know, it was nothing until the Canadians put out, you know, when there's no ice in these rinks and all that, they can get out there and or go inside and play lacrosse in the rinks. So it was pretty neat, though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I wish, man. That's a brutal, fun game. You know, don't get me wrong, field lacrosse was always like my... even if I played box, I don't think I would have ever thought about switching. The violence. Like, I played attack from sophomore year. My varsity coach was like, cut your people in half, you're done, your hands are too good. So from that point on, I was playing a long stick, and I was like 5'5". And I cut that thing in half, you're running attack now. So I switched to attack and never looked back. But, man, I always had a thirst for blood when I was going for ground balls and the long poles were trying to pick them up.
Yeah, I don't think I, maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't see any. I think in boxing class, there's no long sticks, is there?
No, I don't even think there's defense really either, is there? It's like, isn't it like mids and attacks? Like, that's it? I think there's less people out on the field.
Yeah, I think it's 5-on-5, and then the goalies, so 6 on each side. So I wasn't really sure how they, it was moving so fast, I couldn't really tell how they had it set up, you know, offense and defense. But, yeah, there's only 5 guys out there, you know, plus the goalie.
Yeah, that sounds right. I can't imagine running 9-on-9 in a hockey ring, because even 5 hockey players, 5-on-5 takes up space quick.
Yeah, I like, too, how they, the substitutions and all that, it's on the fly, just like hockey, so it's kind of cool. It's like, you know, a combination of, you know, lacrosse and hockey, and then you go to the field lacrosse, and that's, I feel like, more a combination between football and lacrosse.
Yep, no box or subs. I remember that. I hated it. I always had to tag up. But, yeah, maybe I'll catch a game one time. I've never, ever watched a game in person for box, so that'd be sweet. I think there's a bar there, isn't there?
Yes, sir. I scoped that out, that game I was at. I'll let you know. I think his next game is until like February 14th. I think it's Valentine's Day. It's at like 1. So if you're interested or whatever, you can shoot down with us or whatever, meet us down there and check it out.
Yeah, remind me as it gets a little bit closer. I'm more curious to see what the setup's like.
Yeah, I know. All I know is he told me he's like, in regular field across, he ripped his, you know, what do you call them, bicep pads or whatever off, because, you know, they're not cool. And this one, he made sure he had to go out and order something. He's like, I'm not playing without those.
I think they wear rib pads, too, don't they?
I don't know if it's required. But I did get him some rib pads for regular lacrosse because he just, you know, takes it in there. And, I mean, these guys are just hacking at him. And he got pretty beat up last year. And I'm like, why don't you wear some? Like, nobody's even going to know. And, I mean, it'll allow you to just plow through now instead of, you know, getting your ribs broke every time you try going through.
I tried them for a little bit, but I'd always get too hot. I don't know. I didn't like the feeling. I wore them for a couple games. That was early on. That was like sophomore, junior season-ish. And then I finally got to the point where I'm like, wait a minute. I can just shoot from like outside the fan where I should be shooting and not have to drive as much, and then I don't get beat up as bad.
Yeah, that's what I tried telling him. He's more worried about trying to, you know, make the hit. I'm like, you're more worried about hitting these dudes. Like, go after the ball. The ball's sitting right there. Like, hit him later.
Is he a midi?
Yeah.
That sounds like every midi I ever played with, so nothing out of the ordinary. All they wanted to do was kill people instead of getting me the ground.
Yeah, I'm like, you took the position that, like, is the most running, you know? Could have been on defense, could have been on attack, kind of just hung out in your area. Nope, you picked the one position where you're running nonstop back and forth on the whole field.
My freshman season at Ferris, my coach was, I don't know, he was one of those coaches that, like, just thought he knew more than he did. So he would put me on, like, a wing on mid for Fogos, and he basically just told me to go get the ball. I don't care, but I'm not built for running the field back and forth, dude. I'm built for playing half the field, which is what I've done forever. And I hated every second of it. I wanted to die.
Yeah, I used to get on him last year. I'm like, man, you got to hustle up. Until I went out there, you know, with one of his practices, and I'm tried keeping up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, one time back and forth in this field, I'm done. So I'm like, I get it now.
That's what I liked about it, Zach, because I was built like I am now, just more athletic, and I would just, I could go for the ground ball, and I was usually the same size or bigger than the long sticks going for the ground ball, and they would just try to bury me, and just standing 18 inches off the ground, it's kind of hard to knock me over.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though. I wish it was, it's starting to get more popular, I guess, but I wish I would have known about it back when I was in high school, because I would have loved to play that. The first game I went to, I was just like, oh, this is cool.
It is steadily becoming more and more popular, so I'm just fingers crossed there'll be a program in Elmont for my boys. But I'm not getting my hopes up. This is pretty boonies.
Yeah. That'd be nice. Romeo's got one, right?
Yeah, that's where I played.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you think, I mean, we're not that far north of Romeo. You think, you know, even if they had nothing around here, you know, they could jump into their league if they started branching out.
I don't know what the outcome will be, but Romeo's got, don't forget the size of the area that we're kids in from, right? So we still have those city kids that are just left here where you got country boys. They're either gonna shoot Travis and Chief, or they'll have a cross program by then.
You must be in that hole again. I got you, but you're pretty scratchy.
No, I was just going through town. I really got to hook up with Sean and figure out what I got to do in my house to cover this area.
Did you ever get that Raspberry Pi figured out? Or flashed, or still having issues with it?
I've worked on that 3 different times and never get it to work right. I've got the HDMI cable. A lot of it's probably laziness, like I don't feel like this kind of thing. No, that's not true, because I did plug it into one of my monitors and couldn't get an image. So I don't know what's up with it. I've tried different SD cards. I've tried different, warrantied the first Raspberry Pi or replaced it on Amazon. Both of them did the same thing. I plug it into one of my switches, it blocks it because of the storm. I have to type in password to my house, it doesn't work, I don't get my controller. So, I don't know, it's pissed me off, but I had a little tiny Pro PC at work, so I took that, wiped it, I put WN13 on it today, a fresh bare metal install of it, and then I installed ASL3, which is the All-Star. So the only thing I need to do now is configure it with whatever interface I end up going with, based on Sean's recommendation, which I think is Repeater Builder Vimlite, and then I need to just set it up like a node would, right, through All-Star. So, node number, password, excuse me, frequency, duplex, simplex, whatever.
Now, are you just using the antenna you have on the house now, or did you get something different?
Yeah, I'm going to use that antenna. When I tested it with a clear node, I almost got 10 miles of range at half a watt. So I figured if I can put a little bit of power behind that, say 30, 40 watts, probably be pretty damn good out here and at least bridge the gap to Romeo, and then I feel like it'll perform even better going north in the M-Lake because there's, like, nothing in M-Lake gaining elevation. So the idea of, do I just buy some VHF radios with a VHF, quote, repeater, and send VHF to really get some catch out of it.
Yeah, that'll be nice if you can get it up and going for out here. Cause like you said, there's nothing. It's like black hole.
If I had some trees to hide it in, I'd buy that tower off of you and throw that up. That'd be a perfect little setup. But, yeah, I mean, if I get that working, we'll be able to drive around this area at 8 feet and be able to get an FBI. Duplexer, figure out the radio situation, order the interface, but I got the box ready to go, the antenna's done, so the hard part's done.
Nice, sounds good. Well, you're probably almost home and the wife's calling me, so I better get upstairs, act like I'm doing something productive. So I will chat with you later on. So I'll be clear after your final, okay, TMR.
Okay, TMR from NATF. I'm turning on the shoemaker right now, so good timing. I will catch you later.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 8 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 8 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 7 degrees.